Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We just celebrated Thanksgiving, and I know some of our citizens might have wondered if the good outweighs the bad. We have 8% unemployment. We suffered the worst drought in decades. Our economy is sputtering. And all we hear about is the fiscal cliff that we are marching towards. And if we fail to deal with our $16 trillion debt problem, if we fail to raise taxes, if we fail to cut entitlement programs, we are doomed. The Middle East is smoldering, ready to explode. Israel and Hamas at each other's throats. Iran with a nuclear weapon. And Europe is falling back into recession. People are starving in Africa. There's a lot of bad out there. But let's be realistic. We're not hungry here in the United States. We just had a delicious Thanksgiving dinner. Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack's Thanksgiving message reminds us. And here's what he said. How blessed we are to have a strong, vibrant rural America. Our farmers, ranchers, and growers are the most productive on earth. The ag industry supports 1 in 12 U.S. jobs. American families pay less for their food than the people of any other developed country. And I would add that if everything in the United States is so bad, why are individuals from other countries beating down the door to come to the United States, either legal or illegal? The Chinese are sending record numbers of students to the United States to attend our colleges and universities. The world still looks to the United States for leadership. We have reason to be thankful. And that isn't to ignore the fact that we have some fringe groups that would like to spoil the fun and dictate to us. Exhibit number one, the Los Angeles City Council approved a resolution establishing Meatless Monday. It's a good thing that Thanksgiving never falls on Monday. Take away the meat, and Thanksgiving would not be the same. Exhibit number two, PETA ran an ad in Orlando, Florida, featuring a beautiful turkey with the head of a cute little puppy. The ad read, "Kids, if you wouldn't eat your dog, why eat a turkey? Go vegan." Now that's disgusting. Anyway, what can I say? Let's have a positive attitude as we approach the Christmas holidays. And I'm John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.